Hello, everybody. This is Giovanni back with another brief podcast. Today we're going to talk about the differences in editing your profile in Skype 5.1 and the changes that Skype has made and the way to interact with it. I'd like to, I guess, let you guys all know this is a JAWS tutorial, I guess you can say. I have not tried this with any other screen reader. But this is how it's done with JAWS, and I have just, actually, as of this recording, actually yesterday, the 24th, we're on the 25th of January, 2011, Doug Lee has released a updated version of the scripts, reversion 50B, 577 or something like that, that addresses the Skype 5.1 adding a contact profile screen. It's a bit different. I remember in 4, and I believe even in 5.0, I think. I really didn't check it out, but it's, you just tap, there were just edit boxes, and you just fill them in, and it just worked. Unfortunately, they've made some changes that altered the JAWS scripts, and JAWS would not read things properly. So I'm going to walk you through this little screen. I guess the best way to show you is to demonstrate this. Let's open up my Skype window.
Skype trademark GB123GO24 Amber H online.
Okay, now I'm going to go to my Skype menu.
Menu bar Skype.
Just hit the Alt key and go to the Skype.
Menu, Skype menu, online status, submit, profile, privacy, profile, submenu, change, admin, change sounds, edit your profile.
Here, edit my profile.
Menu bar, leaving menus, profile, navigation panel, edit button.
Now the first thing we do here is we'll tab around through this for a minute.
Full name link field.
You see that they're links, so in order to change this, you have to hit the space bar on it.
Full name edit, geo. Land. O-E-G.
And it puts you in an edit box,
E-O-N.
And you type it in. But here's the trick to this: you have to save each change you make. You have to save it.
Geo button.
If you notice, after I typed my name in, there's a button that says Geo button. That's actually a save button that saves this part of your profile. So we're gonna hit this.
Full name link Geo. Full name link Geo.
And it makes it back to a link. So we're going to keep tabbing through this.
Picture link, choose picture from file.
So these basically are, all these are our links. And you just hit the space bar.
Take a snapshot link. Remove picture link. Picture visibility, contacts only button drop down.
And this is a picture. Basically, these are drop downs. JAWS is kind of nice. I like the way it's something that JAWS introduced. It says when it's a drop down context menu, it says drop down. That's kind of neat. But anyway, we're going to keep tabbing.
Mood message updated scripts for Skype 5.1 released to help with updated profile. http://www.lee.org/skype.
And that's my mood message, and I've actually put that up there. So we're going to keep tabbing.
Mobile phone link add number.
And this is where you can add a phone number. I'm not going to do this.
Home phone link add number. Office phone link add number. Email link GS100. Email link add email address. Email link add email address. Country region combo box United States.
You see, you have each field is a link, pretty much, and there's combo boxes.
State province link ill. City link Chicago. 9:39 a.m. time combo box my computers. Time 9:39 a.m. visibility contacts only button drop down. Website link http://www. Facebook.
And there's my website.
Gender combo box mid. Birthday day combo box 2. Website link http://www.
So again, just to kind of walk you through, you hit the space bar on one of these.
Website edit http://www. Facebook GB1.
And it opens up an edit box where you can type in your search term.
http://www.facebook.com/FACEBOOK.
Ah, I just realized something. Okay,
http://www.facebook.gb123go24 button.
Again, there's the button.
Website link http.
And you say, so each thing you change, you have to save it separately. That's kind of a downside to this, but that's okay.
Gender combo box. Birthday date, year com. Language combo. Contact 63. About me link. Hello, my name is. New account button.
And that's basically all you do. And once you're done making all the changes, you could simply close the screen.
Skype trademark GB123.
So that's basically all there is to it, but like I said, I just wanted to take you a quick little overview on how to on how to edit your profile in Skype 5.1. Thanks for listening, and for those on Twitter, I will put this on Q Audio, and I will also send the Dropbox link to download it. Actually, I probably won't. I probably will send it out once it gets on the website. And again, for those that would like to listen to any of my prior podcasts, you can visit www.jeffsinfoworld.org. Actually, let me, yeah, www.jeffsinfoworld, J-E-F-F-S, info, infoworld.org, /audio help html. So again, www.jeffsinfoworld.org, /audio, A-U-D-I-O, help, H-E-L-P, .html. And it'll take you right to the webpage, and you can either listen or download other podcasts that other people have put up there. And I've done pretty much all of my podcasts are up there. So feel free to visit that link. Those of you on Twitter who will get this on Q Audio, definitely give that website a look. And I will be putting this up soon. Thank you all for listening, and
Audacity.
Take care all.